Sam McBride, investment analyst, is here from New Constructs, and he's our wingman today as we go looking for something that, well, it might look good on the surface, but we're going to shoot down that myth because this is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. This, of course, is where we chat with the experts from New Constructs. Based in Nashville, Tennessee, New Constructs evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And they do that in a way that puts forensic accounting together with cash flow models so that you can take a look at securities in a different way. When people are looking at something from the top down, it's easy to come to certain conclusions like this.
You are so good looking.
And at New Constructs, well, they look in at the bottoms up, and sometimes they find out that the idea that something is good looking is
wrong. Quite wrong. Untrue.
Yep. And the more untrue it is, the more misleading the stock, or the mutual fund, or the ETF, the more likely it is to be dangerous. Every month they produce their list of the most attractive and most dangerous stocks, and they always blog about their danger zone picks. So if you want to learn more about what we're discussing here, go check it out at newconstructs.com, on Twitter, at newconstructs. Sam McBride, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Verint Systems.
Danger, danger.
Verint Systems. That's ticker symbol VRNT. It's not a company that most of my audience has probably heard of, so what do they do and what's the problem?
So Verint operates in a number of IT and software segments. Their main business is what they call workforce engagement management, which is basically call center software. It's software that you can sort of run call centers through, you know, routing calls, monitoring, analyzing, all that detail. All that goes through Verint, as well as they do broader CRM and also IT security stuff as well. And the main problem for them is that, you know, those industries have been moving over the past several years from an on-premise solution into sort of the cloud-based model, and they've really struggled to adapt. So what you've seen over the past 5-6 years is a pretty steady decline in margins and in profits for them as they have faced a lot of new competition from cloud-based startups in this area.
Where have the numbers gone off track for you?
So what happened is in the past year, it really looked like they bounced back. If you look at reported profits, they took a big jump in 2018, and it made it look like the company's sort of on the route to recovery, on their way back to sort of a leadership position in this industry. But if you look deeper into the numbers, what you see is it's really an accounting thing. It's all about this new revenue recognition standard that they adopted this past year. And what it did is it accelerated the recognition of $48 million in additional revenue. It also let them capitalize commissions to their sales staff for long-term contracts. So that decreased their SG&A expense by $14 million. And so when you strip that out, you see a really slight decline in profits rather than the big bounce back that their reported numbers show.
So how off-kilter does that make their stock price? At New Constructs, you guys tend to look at things in terms of, well, you know, if we could assume this kind of growth or that kind of growth or what have you. Obviously, it creates a very different revenue picture, but how off-kilter does it make the stock price?
So their current valuation of $55 per share, that implies they're going to get back to 11% margins, which is what they hit back in 2012, last time they were that high. And they're going to grow their operating profit by 14% compounded annually for the next decade. That's a pretty high expectation for a company that's mostly been declining over the past 5 years. When we look at sort of what we think is a more likely forecast, if they grow NOPAT by 6% compounded annually for the next decade, the stock is worth $23 per share today. That's a 58% downside to the current stock price.
Wow. Wow. And so is there a potential catalyst? I know that when I'm talking with David Trainer, president of New Constructs, we always say, well, it's one thing to be able to find the numbers and say, you know, they're off kilter and at some point the market may catch up. But is there anything out there that you believe is a potential catalyst that would make the market wake up?
You know, I think ultimately this, you know, accounting driven growth can't last forever. you never know how long a company can mess with the numbers or find loopholes to exploit to drive the appearance of growth. But ultimately, they won't be able to do that forever. And at some point, these profits are going to stall out or they're going to start declining again. And we think that's going to be the catalyst for this company to approach a more reasonable valuation.
And will that reasonable valuation be the 58% haircut, or is there reason to think, you know, fair market value on this could be different?
You know, we think that's the most likely valuation, but certainly, you know, we can't predict the future. We don't claim to know what, you know, cash flows are going to be. We think that $23 per share represents a reasonable baseline forecast, but certainly there's some, you know, margin of error in that in terms of higher or lower. But we do think it's probably going to be a significant downside.
So again, a stock trading at about $55 a share, valued at about half of that, if you're lucky, based on the numbers. Sam, thanks so much for sharing it with us. We appreciate it, and we always look forward to chatting with you.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
That's Sam McBride, everybody. He is investment analyst at New Constructs. All you need to know is the name of the firm to get more information, because it's newconstructs.com, on Twitter at New Constructs. And if you have questions about what we were discussing, you want more details on why was Verint Systems, ticker VRNT, the Danger Zone pick this week? Well, again, they blog about their Danger Zone picks at their website. You can get all the information you want right there. All right, we are heading for home on the Monday, July 15th edition of Money Life. Up next, our second of two big interviews, and it does not get much bigger than Rob Sharps. He is the head of investments at T. Rowe Price, and we'll be talking about his mid-year outlook, what he sees happen for the market, and more when we come back in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.